This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned into In The News, our daily podcast where we get to the top developments from India and around the world. Today we're going to discuss Bharti Airtel and Vodafone filing a review petition in the Supreme Court against the recent AGR judgment. We will also be discussing the Supreme Court's question to the central government on why should companies get access to Aadhaar data of citizens of India. And lastly, we'll be talking about Telegram, which is gaining over WhatsApp as the go-to platform for sharing price-sensitive information or tips related to the market. To discuss all this with me, I have Money Control's Sudesh Raut and Shraddha Sharma. Welcome to the show, Sudesh and Shraddha.
Hi, Jerome.
Hi, Jerome. Thanks for having me again.
Sudesh, let's begin with the ailing telecom service providers, sure. Bharti Airtel and Vodafone. What's really happening with them now?
So, Bharti Airtel and Vodafone Idea, which are the two major telecom companies of India, filed a review petition in front of the Supreme Court seeking a review on their judgment on the additional gross revenue. The key features of this review petition was challenging the inclusion of a notional income as a part of the AGR, amongst other things, which include a contesting of the levy of penalties that are upheld by the Apex Court. And they're also going to try to contest the imposition of charging of imposition of an interest on the outstanding dues.
All right. Sudesh, the amount that the Supreme Court has asked of both these telecom operators to pay is something around 29,000 crores. Correct me if I'm wrong. But you just mentioned notional income and other terms. What are these two things that that you just spoke of?
Right. So, notional income is a subset of the larger dispute on AGR, which is the additional gross revenue that is normally charged to telecom companies. So, AGR is basically the revenue that is supposed to be handed over to the government for the operation of telecom services by the telecom companies, right? A major contention in this AGR debate was whether notional income or the revenue that is non-telecom related revenues that these telecom companies earn should also be included in this AGR. Right. So this was the Department of Telecommunications' view on this. And obviously the telecom companies challenged that, but the Supreme Court ultimately ended up ruling in their favor. So finally, the notional income is this income that is earned from non-telecom related operations ultimately. And the Supreme Court has given the verdict that this income is also liable to be paid by the telecom companies.
Okay. We are aware that both the telecom operators reported combined losses of 74,000 crores in the quarter, the biggest ever in India Inc. My question to you is, are there any other measures that are in place to provide relief to these telecoms?
Sure, Jerome. On the 20th of November, just a few days back, the government had announced plans to delay or rather defer the spectrum payments that were due from the telecom service providers for 2 years in a bid to give them some relief and get them back on track to paying these dues from the AGR, including the interest on the deferred payments that were there so far.
Okay.
So it is expected, according to a report by Fitch, that Vodafone Idea and Bharti will benefit the most as their free negative cash flow will be reducing by about $1.7 billion and $850 million a year, respectively, for the 2 years that this moratorium.
FY21 and FY22.
Exactly.
You mean to say.
All right.
Now, moving on from the corporate sector, let's have Shraddha in this conversation. Shraddha, so what's the recent development as far as Aadhaar, Indian private companies and the center is concerned?
So to understand what the contradiction is, I'll just take you a little back to the 2018 Supreme Court judgment that actually started all this. So that time, a 5-member constitution bench of the Supreme Court led by the then Chief Justice Deepak Mishra had actually said that this Aadhaar Act doesn't violate the right to privacy. So that's why the biometric data can be used by Aadhaar. But it also said that private entities cannot use this Aadhaar card number for KYC authentication.
Okay.
But if you need a PAN card or you need to file an ITR.
Mm-hmm.
So you will need that Aadhaar number.
Right, right.
But for, you know, like telecom companies were asking for your Aadhaar number if you just wanted a SIM card.
Right.
So that was barred. Even schools couldn't ask for Aadhaar card for admissions.
Okay.
So basically no private firms.
Okay. What about banks? Did they require your Aadhaar?
So banks could still use it.
Okay.
But all the fintech firms, that all the private companies, thing was your account could stop if you couldn't provide your Aadhaar number and verification.
Right,
so
right.
That was kind of changed.
Okay.
But what has happened now, let's come back to 2019.
Mm-hmm.
A plea was filed by SG Boom Badkare that amendments made by the Aadhaar card this year by the center
mm-hmm.
actually violates all the Supreme Court judgments.
Okay.
So basically the plea questions the constitutional validity.
Okay.
The Apex Court actually struck down the section that was section 57 of the Aadhaar Act and called it unconstitutional, which had to do with private companies using Aadhaar information.
Mm-hmm.
Later, the sender actually amended the law allowing voluntary use of Aadhaar as a proof of identity
mm-hmm.
for users to, you know, open bank accounts and get mobile phone connections.
Okay.
So now this can be used as per the amendment.
Okay.
But the Chief Justice S.J. Bobre and Justice B.R. Gawai took note of the plea
mm-hmm.
and they actually asked the center about this amendment.
Okay. So basically the center needs to now reply to give, rather the center will need to now explain why it is giving private companies access to Aadhaar data of Indians.
Yeah, and because the use of Aadhaar number, even UIDAI was not very sure about how there was after the Aadhaar judgment. Do you remember that Twitter conversation that happened like last year? So the TRAI chief, R.S. Sharma, had put out his Aadhaar number on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he put out his Aadhaar number and he tweeted saying that now I give this challenge to you. Show me concrete example if you can just harm me with this number.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hours after his statement, a Twitter user actually came forward with his personal details, his phone number, personal email ID, PAN card number, even his Air India frequent flyer number in a few minutes.
Wow, so that was privacy breached.
Yes.
That was a major concern as far as privacy is concerned.
So, yeah. You know, you can't be really sure, although UIDAI has said that, you know, sharing personal information such as Aadhaar on the internet for availing any service needs to be done with due precautions
okay.
is what one of the tweets had said.
Okay.
But later another tweet also said that, you know, sharing Aadhaar details in public is fine. The details also need to be kept private because they contain personal information. So it was like a contradiction in the statement that they said that it's okay to share it, but you have to take due precautions.
Okay.
So we are really not sure.
Hopefully our privacies are not breached. Now moving on from Aadhaar to Telegram. In fact, good news for the company as it's gaining, you know, an edge over WhatsApp as the go-to platform for sharing price-sensitive information or tips related to the market. Siddesh, can you tell me what's the reason behind this new trend?
Earlier, a lot of market participants used to join these WhatsApp groups and they used to get these price-sensitive information and, you know, perhaps some stock tips or some kind of hot tips.
Mm-hmm.
And this was actually very looked down upon the SEBI and they had actually clamped down on this earlier.
Okay.
And there were concerns about WhatsApp being vulnerable to pressure from the government to actually just hand over any of this data that could be circulated amongst this group, these kind of groups.
Okay.
And all this is according to a media report, actually, who had gone out and spoke to market participants who had confirmed that such Telegram groups existed.
Okay.
And people are shifting to Telegram also. And they're using these groups to set a new entry fee for members who wish to access this kind of information.
Okay.
All of this, this new trend is also driven by the fact of recent developments where Facebook, which is the company that owns WhatsApp, had publicly stated that the information of a lot of Indian citizens were breached. And this was carried out allegedly by an Israel-based NSO group.
Right.
And this is why this concern has been raised.
All right, but why Telegram? There are hundreds of, you know, messaging platforms. What gives Telegram an edge over WhatsApp?
So, obviously, all this activity is not looked upon well because markets run on information that is available to everyone. So, if you have certain information that is just privy to a few people, they're obviously going to take undue and unfair advantage of it. So, that is why the government clamps down on these activities. In fact, the key thing was there were even reports that were mentioned in these media reports saying that some of this data was actually cloned when they were on WhatsApp.
Oh.
They were cloned And they were used as evidence when they were probing such people who were going around disseminating this kind of information.
Okay.
Now, Telegram, apparently, according to the report, has an edge because it has this one particular feature called a secret chat feature.
Okay.
And this is, and once you enable this feature, conversations that take place between, say, you and me on Telegram would get erased after a certain period of time. And this information does not get backed up. So it does not get copied to a server anywhere else.
Okay.
And it does not, you cannot share this information also to third parties.
Okay.
So this is why it makes it a lot more easier for such market participants to carry out their tasks on Telegram.
All right. So do you suggest that, you know, we should rather move on from a WhatsApp to Telegram for, to keep our data more secure?
Honestly, Jerome, this is, there are two things to this question. The one thing is the effect is called the network effect. Like Steve Jobs has famously mentioned, you have to be on a certain platform because everyone else is on a certain platform, right?
Right.
And currently, I don't see that tipping point taking place where people will just get completely disillusioned by WhatsApp, despite so many negative reports about the misuse of its information dissemination and people moving on to Telegram. So, honestly, I suggest just be a conscientious consumer, understand the data privacy, the clauses that both these companies have in place, and just ultimately gauge your own comfort levels with the kind of data that is being disseminated, because ultimately, data is the new oil, and you know, nothing is seeming to be private. Forgive my cynicism, but yeah.
No, so absolutely right, Sadesh, there. Keep your data safe. Ensure you do not, you know, upload or you do not send private information to any of your friends, any of your peers, anyone.
Right.
Keep it safe. Share it over phone. I don't know how safe that is. But with that, we wrap this episode of In the News. In case you have any query or feedback, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.